Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
6:45, quarter till 7, hot, humid, pretty much through October. I hate to start saying that, but it's true. With a chance for afternoon showers, we're about into that time frame now. Right now it's in the lower 70s and humid. Greg Upton joins us, our friend, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. Good morning, Tommy.
I'm reading this story, Louisiana, by Blake Patterson from NOLA.com. Louisiana lawmakers want to cut taxes for oil. They'd pay for it by upping taxes on natural gas. This is a very complicated thing. That's why we wanted to have you on. What I took away from this was, we're desperately trying to bring back the glory days of oil production in Louisiana, and it's not going to happen no matter what you do. Am I anywhere close to accurate or not?
Yeah, that there's definitely some truth to that, but of course a lot of nuance as well.
Well, take us through the nuance then, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So nothing like a good tax policy discussion for your morning is, is always exciting.
Sure.
So
well, with you Louisiana. It is, Greg. With you and me, it is exciting and it is interesting. Let's face it.
Yeah, it really is. And the history is actually very rich and interesting as well. So Louisiana taxes oil at one of the highest rates in the country. So we have a 12.5% severance tax. And a severance tax, for your listeners, is a tax when you extract oil or natural gas from the ground. You owe a tax on that. And for oil, that's 12.5% of the value when you sever it. For natural gas, it's a volumetric rate, meaning it's just an amount.
You say sever it. That means sever it from the ground?
That's correct. Okay. When you drill the well and you pull that oil or gas from the ground, you're going to owe a tax on that product.
And I'm not trying to be stupid, but you hear severance tax, and that can mean a couple of different things. And actually, you're talking about taking it out of the ground. That's where the severing comes in.
That is exactly correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good.
So for natural gas, it's an effectively way lower rate. So it's a volumetric rate per MMBTU that is extracted. It's based on, it's updated once a year, but it's about 4% of the value. And so historically, we've had, again, a 12.5% on oil, about 4% on gas. So there's this big difference. The other really large difference is that we had a relatively generous exemption for horizontal drilling. So if you drill a horizontal well, you get a 2-year severance tax exemption, and or until well payout, and we could get into the technicalities of that. But in essence, you get, for the first 2 years of production, that production is exempt from the tax. Well, here in Louisiana, of course, we have the Haynesville Shale, which is a big horizontal drilling shale up in North Louisiana, and that's predominantly gas. So when you kind of net these two out, what you find is that oil is taxed at a way, way, way higher rate than natural gas is because of those kind of historical, how the tax structure is.
Why an exemption for horizontal drilling, and what exactly is that? I'm guessing it's where you go from horizontally and sideways to get to somebody's gas, but that would seem like you're getting somebody else's gas, but not necessarily. Take me through all of that.
Yeah, so we've talked before about the shale boom, which is the advent of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing in these shale geological formations. And it's been that technology that has led to this enormous increase in oil and gas production that we've seen over the last decade and a half in the United States. And so pretty much all of the new production coming online, and this is not just in Louisiana, but nationally, it's really using this horizontal drilling technology. It's when you drill down into the subsurface, but then you'll actually drill horizontally over for literally an entire mile and be able to extract from a way, way larger area. There was an exemption for that technology put back, I think in the late 1990s, I could go check the date, when that was a nascent technology, and it was really meant to incentivize the use of this new technology. But of course, that's not a new technology anymore. And so there's been a lot of question of why do we still have this exemption? It was really meant for this new technology, for a technology that is now very, very well established. And so when you net these two things out, as I mentioned, oil tax at a way higher rate than natural gas in Louisiana.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to talk about LNG, and does that have anything to do with any of this at all? Liquefied natural gas, I'm guessing it doesn't, and it seems as though the future is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
With shale and gas and not oil... So it seems like we're trying to artificially prop up oil here at the expense of gas, which would not make sense to me. But you can explain, and we come back talking to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, about some stuff going on in Baton Rouge. And again, this is kind of in the weeds, but as I always say, having played golf for money, I can tell you that's where most of the cheating happens. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWO. All right, 6:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Greg Upton about Louisiana lawmaker wants to cut the severance tax on newly drilled wells, if I'm saying that right, I think I am, and the problem is it would be at the expense of increasing taxes on gas, which is where the real production is coming from. Did I say anything wrong there, Greg?
That's correct. Okay. That's a correct summary.
So let's talk about liquefied natural gas. Does that have anything to do with any of this at all?
So yes and no. So a lot of the natural gas that we produce is being shipped to these LNG export terminals. Mm-hmm. And what is liquefied natural gas? That is when you take natural gas and you cool it to negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit, and it becomes a liquid at that point. You put it onto a ship, and then you export it to somewhere in the world. Primarily, a lot of it now goes to Europe. A lot goes to Asia as well. And whenever it arrives, they turn it back into gas, and that's called regasification. And then they use it like natural gas that we use in your home or for any other purpose. And so LNG is a means for which we're able to export that natural gas globally. And so the reason why, of course, we're exporting that natural gas is because we have a lot of natural gas production here in the United States, which is what facilitates it. The tax itself doesn't directly impact those LNG exporters. It impacts the producers of the natural gas. But, of course, it's a larger economy, and all these pieces are connected.
So when it comes to this attempt by the lawmaker, the legislator, it is to make it, by cutting the severance tax, make it more profitable to conventionally drill for oil. But as you and I have discussed for a long time, those days are gone because the cheap, easy oil has already been found. Again, is that accurate or not?
So, yeah, again, there's some nuance. There is a question of why do we tax oil at a much higher rate than natural gas? And we did an extensive analysis on this several years ago that was requested by the legislature. Mm-hmm. And I really concluded that there's no real reason why we tax oil at a significantly higher rate. An economic reason today, that is. The reason we do it is because of these historical factors. And so just from a sheer kind of equity and tax policy standpoint, it can make sense to do broad-based, low-rate tax reform that, of course, has been a big push of this administration. So there's certainly an equity kind of concern there and a reason to do it. Now, to your specific question, do I think that if you lower the rate on oil, is this going to lead to a significant increase in oil production in Louisiana? It will increase production relative to the track that would have occurred with a higher tax rate, but I don't think it's going to turn the corner, so to speak, significantly.
And what about the bottom line on the state's revenue?
Over the next 5 years, I estimate that this will be approximately revenue neutral, but in the long run, I think that this is going to cost the state money. And that has to do with the speed at which this new oil production becomes at the lower tax rate.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Complicated
Tommy.
Stuff, but I think you got us to understand most of it. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator, about some of the things he's got going on in the legislature and what he's hearing about the insurance debates. And then we'll talk to Ben Riggs, Executive Director of Rural Reform Louisiana, and get his take on what's going on with the insurance bills and debates. And I don't know that anything's going to change, but we can hope. Back in a flash, WWL.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.